Have you ever felt a melody stirring inside you but didn't know how to bring it to life? Jeff Tweedy, frontman of Grammy-winning band Wilco, wants you to know that songwriting isn't some mystical gift bestowed upon the chosen few. It's a practice available to everyone. In How to Write One Song, Tweedy strips away the mythology surrounding creativity to reveal a simple truth. Songs aren't written in the plural. They're created one at a time, through practice, persistence, and permission. What makes this approach so powerful isn't just Tweedy's impressive credentials, but his radical democratization of creativity, suggesting that the greatest obstacle between you and your first song isn't talent, but simply your own permission to begin. Even after decades of songwriting, he still finishes songs and wonders, "How did I do that?" This persistent mystery explains why songwriting often gets wrapped in mysticism, with creators claiming to be mere conduits. But the truth is much more accessible. It's still you doing the work, a partnership between your conscious and subconscious mind. The disconnect between being and doing is crucial. Being something isn't as real as doing something. Want to be a star? You'll lose, even if you succeed, because reality won't match your vision. But wanting to play music for people? You can do that tomorrow. Focus on verbs over nouns, what you want to do, not what you want to be. Our dreams often stall not from permission we withhold from ourselves, not lack of talent. That inner critic asks crushing questions like, "Who do you think you are?" These mental barriers outweigh any lack of training or natural ability. When Tweedy says inspiration is overrated, he means it's rarely the first step. Inspiration sometimes comes spontaneously, but more often must be invited through work. Your ideal creative state happens when you're focused on making something specific, when self-consciousness fades away as you disappear into the process. To become a songwriter, you must integrate it into your life through repetition and routine. While Tweedy has a dedicated space at Wilco's loft, he maintains simple daily habits like free writing before getting out of bed. For beginners, develop a basic routine. Commit to writing for half an hour before or after work with a reward afterward. Record ideas immediately using notebooks or voice memo apps. Don't trust your memory. Capture everything with potential, from guitar snippets to bird songs that feel musical. These recordings reaffirm your search for beauty and sometimes become songs. Tweedy's daily checklist includes stockpiling words through free writing, collecting music through demos, and pairing words with music. Even completing just one task maintains his work ethic. Just 5-10 minutes daily accumulates substantial material over time. Find an environment that puts your mind in a receptive state, whether it's a studio or simply a quiet corner of your home. I'm skeptical of writer's block. It's not truly a block, but a judgment. Writers rarely lose the ability to create, they simply dislike what they produce. When feeling stuck, remember there are no rules except those you make. Try starting in the wrong place. If you typically write delicate songs, begin with a drum machine, reverse chord progressions, or switch instruments. Some songwriters find success by changing their environment, writing outdoors, in a different room, or at unusual times. Learn to accept what comes easily. We often devalue things that feel effortless, wrongly assuming greatness requires struggle. Many classic songs were written quickly. Leonard Cohen labored years on Hallelujah, while Keith Richards wrote I Can't Get No Satisfaction in his sleep. Despite the romantic notion of the tortured artist, countless well-adjusted artists simply work hard without drama. Getting healthy was a hurdle for Tweedy. Part of him believed the myth that suffering creates great art. But truly debilitated people rarely create at all, and we've lost many artists to illnesses and sorrows. Several exercises can break habitual language patterns and spark creativity. The word ladder exercise involves listing 10 verbs from a profession and 10 concrete nouns within sight. Connecting these unrelated words creates surprising phrases with hidden meanings. The bookshelf diagnoses, memories prescribe, or sunlight writes. Another approach is stealing words from a book. Hum a melody while skimming a page, allowing words to naturally attach to your tune. This bypasses self-consciousness, making ideas seem to flow from elsewhere. Cut-up techniques transform flat lyrics by writing draft lyrics, cutting them into strips of individual lines, and randomly rearranging them to discover surprising juxtapositions. If struggling with pressure to write profoundly, record a casual conversation about your experiences and transcribe it. Your natural speech often contains raw material for compelling lyrics, authentic phrases, rhythm patterns, and honest emotional expressions. When songwriting works best, it's like listening to a record as you create it, sometimes even writing a song in the time it takes to play it. This magical state comes from practice. The exercises create pathways into your subconscious. With practice, you'll hear what should come next with less trial and error. Always record yourself to capture ideas when inspiration strikes using any available device. For melodies without lyrics, create mumble tracks, singing nonsense that fits the melody rhythmically. These often reveal surprising meaning when translated into actual words. The process involves surrendering to nonsense, writing down what you hear, then revising until coherent. For example, da daylight might become, I'm done delaying. Songs developed this way tend to be more satisfying to sing because they prioritize how words feel in your mouth. Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney used this technique. McCartney famously used scrambled eggs as placeholder lyrics for Yesterday. Remember that finished is better than perfect. Set deadlines and maintain a regular writing schedule, treating songwriting as a craft to practice rather than waiting for inspiration. Accept being bad at first, writing poor songs or playing guitar awkwardly, as the necessary path to improvement. Find joy in creating imperfect work. We need freedom from our hypercritical, ego-protecting brain. Children create better art precisely because they lack self-consciousness. This childlike creative ability remains within us all. Tweety doesn't love every song he writes, but values having written each one. For every 5 songs, perhaps one truly matters, but that one wouldn't exist without the others. His advice: play your song for someone else. Experience the vulnerability of sharing your creation with a friend, family member, at an open mic, even a pet. A song becomes real through the feeling of being sung. Songs are fundamentally about connection, reaching out and pulling in, or pushing out and looking in. Stop fixating on creating something great or fame-worthy. Instead, remember being a child drawing on the floor, lost in creation, loving your work simply because you made it. Though people will judge you, and you'll judge yourself, the act of creation transcends criticism. The world needs your song not because it will change everything, but because creating it changes you.